While the arrival of the rebels in Port-au-Prince today drew big crowds, many other Haitians are disturbed by the presence of the armed groups in the capital, and there are growing doubts in the city about whether Aristide left the country voluntarily. NPR's Martin Casti is in Port-au-Prince.
Rebel leader Guy Philippe made a big entrance this morning, roaring through cheering crowds and a convoy of pickup trucks. Philippe and his men have spent the past 3 weeks cutting a swath across northern Haiti, attacking police stations and other symbols of government in a campaign to force Aristide from office. Some of his men have shady reputations. One used to run a political death squad, while others are believed to have ties to narco-trafficking. But as he and his men did a victory lap in front of the National Palace, Marie-Josée Ligon looked on with satisfaction. He's a hero, not a criminal. I welcome him with both arms in the air because people here simply couldn't go on living the way we've been living for the past few months, Ligon says. Still, it's strange to watch Philippe drive up in triumph to the main police station and disappear inside for consultations with the chief. Since Aristide left, the police appear to have joined forces with vigilante groups, some of whom claim to be part of Philippe's rebellion. Some of the vigilante groups say they intend to re-establish the Haitian army, disbanded by Aristide in 1995. They've already started taking names of people who want to enlist. Philippe seems to be especially popular right now with university students who marched around in front of the National Palace singing, "Aristide must be tried, he must be judged," and "If Aristide were still in office, we could not be here," referring to the fact that the students' anti-Aristide rallies were routinely broken up by the president's partisans. Popular as the rebels are at the moment, they have not made a grab for the reins of government. That may have something to do with the heavily armed U.S. Marines who took up positions on the front steps of the National Palace just a few minutes before Philippe's convoy rolled past. The Marines arrived last night with French troops close behind, and they've already started securing key government installations around the city. High school student Jean-François Joseph watched the Marines through the palace gates.
It's very sad, very sad. In this year of 2004, the 200th anniversary of our independence, and here we have foreign troops arriving on our territory.
But Joseph says he welcomes the Marines because the violence between armed political groups has become so severe in recent years. He says he hopes the foreigners will confiscate the group's weapons, but so far the Marines have not said disarmament is part of their plan. There are still plenty of Haitians who look on the arrival of rebels and Marines with suspicion. This Aristide supporter, who's now afraid to give his name, says he believes his president was the victim of a coup.
Personally, I believe they forced him out of power because if he'd gone willingly, he would have spoken to the people first and told us what was happening and told us to stay home and stay safe. So they forced him to go.
The area around the National Palace resembles a war zone following the looting and vandalism that broke out yesterday with the news of Aristide's departure. Now that the news is spreading here that some of Aristide's U.S.-based supporters say he was abducted, the people of Port-au-Prince are bracing for the possibility of more violence. Even today, police were waging deadly gun battles with Aristide's armed supporters in the poorer parts of the city. The suspicions may also dampen the welcome for the foreign troops. When U.S. forces arrived to restore Aristide to power in 1994, they were greeted with cheers. This time around, the Haitians gathered outside the palace reacted to the appearance of the Marines with silence. Martin Casti, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.